Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York's trusted source for news, traffic, and weather. This is WCBS News Radio 880, streaming 24/7 on the free Odyssey app.
Well, the rain and drizzle this morning should be moving out this afternoon, but there could be a dose of sleet and wet snow coming in right behind it. Craig Allen straight ahead.
Parents of a child who died from cancer have filed suit against the school district for its proximity to a landfill. WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall has that story from Suffolk County. Soph, good morning.
And good morning, Wayne. Teachers and parents over the years have pleaded with the South Country School District to move students out of the Frank P. Long Intermediate School because they say they are becoming sick from the nearby landfill run by the town of Brookhaven. More than a dozen teachers have died of cancer. Dozens of others have battled cancer. And in October, 13-year-old student Javian Coleman also died of cancer. His mother is suing the town and the district. Her attorney, Christopher Murray, says
for the school district not to take any actions to protect their teachers and the students is just horrendous.
Over the years, other lawsuits have been filed. In 2018, the town said the landfill is monitored around the clock and the issues are not caused by the landfill. No other additional comment yet today from them, and the school district has not yet commented. Paul and Wayne.
Sophia Hall this morning. So thanks. When the next New York cannabis dispensary opens tomorrow in Greenwich Village, it will be the first store owned by someone impacted by decades of laws that treated weed as if it were a hard drug. The director of the State Office of Cannabis Management says we're repairing harm that's been done by the state's own policy. The name of the dispensary on Bleecker Street? Wait for it. Smacked? It opens tomorrow at 10 a.m. at 144 Bleecker between Thompson and LaGuardia Place. The owner, Roland Connor, says, it's not just about me and my family. This is about everyone who was harmed by the draconian drug laws of the past.
Fox News weatherman Adam Klotz has two black eyes and sore ribs after a bad trip on the subway yesterday. He got beaten up on the one train in Lower Manhattan, coming home from watching the Giants lose. Klotz says he confronted a group of teenagers who were harassing an older gentleman. He says one of the thugs then turned to him and said, all right, if he's not going to get it, you're going to get it. He got it. Klotz posted about yesterday's smackdown on Instagram, first with this video.
Hear me out, though. You should see the other guy. Oh, my side. Don't laugh. My side is worse, so much worse than my face. The thing is, the other guy, it's not really a guy. It's children. Five, six children. Where are the parents? God. Don't let your kids come beat me up in the middle of the night again, please. Parents, watch your children.
After that post, he then posted a second, more serious one because he thought people might think that he was joking.
New York City is still getting busloads of migrants, adding to the 40,000 who have arrived so far. And Mayor Adams is defending plans to open a shelter for them at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal.
It is going to be a well-heated space. There's some calls that there will be tents inside. That is just not true. It's going to be a heated, well-run space. We have been successful in doing so thus far, and we're going to continue that success.
The Legal Aid Society and the Coalition for the Homeless say the area is prone to flooding, though.
It is a wet, drippy morning. Could be worse. Let's go to the Weather Center. Maybe it will get worse. Here's Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
In some areas it is. You're absolutely correct. Poconos, Catskills, the Berkshires, those areas, it is in the upper 20s to low 30s right now. So it is snowing and it's quite slippery on untreated surfaces. Now, around here, I am expecting cold air to come in before this storm leaves. It's just a matter of how much precip is left by the time the temperatures get low enough. And I'm thinking right now, not much precip left, but we will see some snow or hear some sleet pinging around out there this afternoon, perhaps even down to the city and to the coastal areas. But again, the air temperature is likely to be a little too warm for anything to stick down here closer to the more urban areas or coastal communities. And then for tonight, clearing with a cold breeze, 28 to 32. Tomorrow, some sun. It's a chilly 40 to 45. Wednesday, it's in reverse. There's a bit of snow at the start, which could accumulate a coating to a couple inches in all areas, and then it changes over to rain, and highs will reach 38 to 44 on Wednesday. Right now in the city, we have 39 degrees, humidity 92%.
That's Craig Allen in the Weather Center. Getting married at City Hall is an option for many people in place of or preceding a lavish wedding. But what New Jersey is considering is even easier, Zoom weddings. State Assemblyman Don Guardian says he has bipartisan support for a bill to make virtual weddings permanent. Zoom weddings were first allowed during the pandemic, and they've proven convenient and cost-effective. The Assembly had a hearing on this last week, and no one spoke to raise an objection about it.
The people behind the anti-drunk driving group MAD are encouraging passengers to say something if a driver seems under the influence. We spoke with Candace Leitner for National Passenger Safety Week this week.
Well, you know, it was anger that launched MAD 40-some-odd years ago and changed the culture of a nation. So I think anger and passion are two good things to have when you're dealing with these kinds of numbers in these kinds of situations. And then the next thing to do is to take action and do something about it. And so just remember, passengers, that you have power. And that's, we want to empower you to use that power to keep yourself safe and others safe.
She says that applies to drivers who reach for the phone, too. She suggests riders gently suggest that they take the call or respond to the text for them.
There's a blackened hole in the roof where a company operated in East Harlem, and there are several people recovering from the smoke and the flames.
Four firefighters and one civilian suffered minor injuries in this fire. Chief John Esposito says they responded to an automatic alarm that went off in this business at around 12:30 here on 3rd Avenue near East 124th Street.
And eventually discovered fire on three floors of the building behind me. We eventually had fire on all three floors, fire through the roof.
He says the roof partially collapsed.
The stairway burnt out, makes it very dangerous for our members inside.
Nearby apartments were evacuated, but the fire did not spread from the business. In East Harlem, Darius Radzius, WCBS 880 News.
So it's a cloudy, drizzly, drippy morning. Craig Allen sees some frozen precip in some of the hills and maybe more of that later on today. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. For some people, you know, vinyl is more than a music format. It's a true passion, isn't it?
Sean Adams found a Westchester medical professional who couldn't resist the lure of music.
For Dr. Garrett Weston, his love of music started with his grandfather.
He gave me the Rolling Stones' Tattoo You, AC/DC for those about to rock.
That sparked a lifelong fascination with records. Dr. Weston is an orthodontist. His office is by the train station here in Larchmont.
Between the fact that I've always loved music and always wanted to work in a record store, the only way I could actually make that happen was to build one myself.
And so he did, in the very same building as his practice. The shop is called Underground Vinyl.
You just connect with music much better when you're holding that album, when you're looking at that album cover.
So who's in the market for vinyl these days?
I mean, I figured it was going to be kind of a bunch of old guys like me.
Not entirely. Vinyl has had a renaissance. Teens shop here too.
All kinds of other vintage stuff. Jazz. Like there are kids coming in buying Coltrane and Miles Davis.
Dr. Weston's wife suggested that this past passion project should serve a greater purpose.
100% of the profits we donate. So this year we wrote a check to AmeriCares.
In Larchmont, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
You know what really caught my ear there? The fact that it was his grandfather who turned him onto the Rolling Stones and rock. Grandpa!
You know how times have changed.
My grandfather would not want to listen to the Rolling Stones, I can promise you that.
I can still remember my mother nearly falling over dead when Sticky Fingers came in the house and she saw the cover. Up next, our 88 Seconds in Sound for January 23rd, starting with a year ago today.
The eyes of the world are on Ukraine tonight.
2022, as the world wondered, would Vladimir Putin really invade Ukraine? The U.S. State Department pulled out diplomats, family members, and Ukrainians prepared.
Nina Balaya is 79. She showed us her cellar, where she stores food for the winter.
And you can take shelter down here if the Russians invade.
CBS's Holly Williams, 2 miles from Russia's border.
Today, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, told the people of his country not to panic. Now its freedom and its young democracy are threatened by its colossal neighbor. And what some say are President Vladimir Putin's ambitions to create a new Russian empire.
I ask good questions. I listen to the answers. I followed up.
Larry King, sick with COVID, died on this date in 2021.
I didn't scream at guests. I never counted me as more. A lot of talk show hosts, the guest is a prop. I never felt that way. And the simplest questions are the best.
In 2005, Johnny Carson, who we saw so many times holding that cigarette.
You gave up cigarettes too. How long for
about
you?
5 months.
You too. Yeah,
emphysema claimed Johnny's life.
This is a very big deal. People have to take very seriously what's going on here.
What was going on that date in 2016? The biggest snowstorm in New York City history. 27.5 inches of snow. The most significant news on this date was announced in 1973 by President Richard Nixon.
I have asked for this radio and television time for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
Within 2 months, all U.S. troops were sent home, but they would take Vietnam with them.
101 CBS FM, Babalu here.
We lost a part of our childhood CBS sound FM, in 87 on this date when Bob Lewis died. Of course, CBS FM lives on, and watch this space for special news coming soon. We think you'll like it. We know we do. This is January 23rd.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.